They started shooting. Everybody thought it was like fireworks or something at first, and then people just started dropping around us.
We heard the shots, and I don't think anybody realized at first what was going on until we heard the second set of shots.
Everybody started running, and then there was nowhere to run because you couldn't tell where it was coming from.
And it kept on going, and then he quieted for a bit, then he fired another 15, 20 rounds, and that's when he realized it was a fully automatic.
It just kept happening and happening. And there was very short increments where there was breaks in between the shots, but it literally felt like it just continued for 20 minutes straight. And every time there was a break, we ran, and we ran.
Once we got out the back, we started seeing the people that were shot and the people that were dead. And that's when it hit me that this was real.
They were shot, there's blood everywhere. It was horrifying, you know, you hear it on TV, but you don't think it's gonna happen to you.
There were people hiding underneath my car for cover. And there was a gentleman that was shot, and he said, "Can you help me?" And so I put him in my car, and I had like six people in my car, people with out shoes, running just to get away. And
there were so many people, just normal citizens, doctors, cops, paramedics, like nurses, just off duty. Everyone's just communicating and working together. You got this person, you got this person, you got this person. It was completely horrible. But it was absolutely amazing to see all the people come together.